This is still the place that we all call home.
Now, we've briefly touched on all the different things that Homezada can do, but let me stress that briefly. I mean, when you go into each one of these individual items that we've talked about, from entering your home's mortgage, entering your home maintenance, entering your projects, there are so many details. You can even assign different tasks to different people in the home. You can track which contractor was here doing that type of project. You can enter the technician's name. I mean, the level of information and detail that is available that you can enter into your Homezada account to help manage your home to maximum efficiency is extremely detailed. But we've got to cover one more aspect on the inventory of our home, our personal possessions, because that then brings us to, you know, John, you used it earlier, and I think it's a great kind of like a your home's income statement.
Yeah, you know, on the home inventory side, a lot of people will sort of focus in on the photographs of photographing those things in case your house burns down. You've got sort of proof around what you had in your house.
And that's one application where I think the mobile is easier, because you can just activate your camera from your mobile phone and take pictures instead of having to use a camera, synchronize it to your laptop, and then upload them individually. You just walk in, I'm in the bedroom, upload photo, access camera, panoramic shot, done.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then for those people who want to extend sort of home inventory into sort of the financial view, is trying to come up with an estimate for all the sort of personal possessions in your house, which is think about all the furniture you have, the electronics, the tools in your garage, the, you know, household appliances, those kinds of things. Oftentimes my co-founder says, if you were to add up all the things inside your house, those things are real value and are oftentimes greater than the amount that's in your checking account. And so that becomes sort of, you need to understand the amount of that asset value that you have with all those things inside your house. And then you can clearly try to compare that with your home insurance policy, because on your insurance policies, there's a personal content coverage, and you want to make sure that that coverage covers all the values of the things inside your home. So it's really trying to bring together that kind of home inventory piece, but looking at it from a financial perspective over making sure that you're properly insured for those high-value items in your house.
So then we've got the inventory entered, and we go into the finance side. We go into reports and the home financial report. Walk us through how that total calculation is.
Yeah, this kind of brings it all together. I mean, it's, you know, for many people who sort of, you know, understand the business world of income statements and balance sheet, think about this as combining all of your assets, values, and expenses into one place, right? So at the top is, what are my household expenses this year? That kind of ties back to what we talked about with your utility expenses, your pest control bill, your landscaping bill, et cetera. Then you've got, what have I spent on maintenance and repair, right? The garbage disposal fix and the downspout fix. Then it's, what projects have I completed this year? Oh, I put on a new roof this year. And then it's like, well, what's the value of all my possessions? And then what's the value of my home? And then how much debt do I have on my mortgages to show me what my total asset value is? And so this is sort of that one report that, again, brings everything together in super simple visual way to kind of see both the expense side of your house and the asset value side of your house all in one simple, easy report. And this, candidly, is what most of our consumers really love, because it's that one central place to see it all.
And for the Homezada app, the inventory side of it's free. So to go in and log everything that you have in your home for a total loss scenario where it's a fire, a flood. Luckily, we don't have a lot of those in Arizona, but accidents happen. When we say floods, most of the floods aren't rain coming out of gully washers. They're broken pipes in the attic. They're leaks under the foundation that we didn't see for years that have created a washout. You know, there's a lot of different things that can happen. Well, being able to go anywhere and be relocated and have all of that at the access of your phone is just going to make the whole process of recovery a lot easier. Then to add the projects and the maintenance and the home finance side of things, $5 a month, John?
$7 a month or $59 a year. The annual cost is $59, which is a pretty big discount compared to the monthly fee. I usually tell people it's usually less than your Starbucks bill on a monthly basis. In terms of the value of sort of bringing all these things together. And then, you know, one key thing on the premium features, and I don't know, maybe this is an important point for homeowners in Arizona. With that, you can actually track multiple homes in one account, right? So if you have rental properties or vacation homes, or you're caring for your elderly parents' home, the ability to kind of have access to not just your primary residence, but other homes that you need to manage, having that all, again, in that mobile phone and having access to that data, that's a huge value to be able to do that within one sort of account.
And that multi-property management that you were talking about as it relates to helping elders, that is huge for us because it's hard enough to manage your own home as it is. But if you're trying to help an elderly person age in place and stay in their home, being able to have that all digitally, it just creates so much more convenience and time efficiency and savings and a better expectation of here's what has to happen this month. Here's what has to happen this week. Here's whose responsibility is. Where are we at in that process?
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Powerful tool.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you're living in your primary residence, you can sort of see what needs to get done because you're coming and going on a daily basis. But when you have second homes, whether it's vacation rental or family homes, you're physically not there every day. You're only there maybe once or twice a month or whatever. So you need to have access to that data to be able to see it in your phone without actually being physically present there all the time. I think that becomes that sort of innate sense of the value of sort of having all this information digitized about your home and all of your homes in one account.
Go to rosieonthehouse.com and click login to get started with your digital home management.